His heart seeing foreign cars filled with fuel, it isn't ours, and wearing cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, blind hound farm, silver fire tattoo on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag in the back, it says USA. He won't buy nothing that he can't fix, with WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench. He ain't printed dirt.
Indeed, boys and girls. Little Toby Keith. So glad to be able to play that song. God bless America. Awesome. Welcome back. Thanks for riding through the break. Your host, Ray I, Peanut, Matty G, the Vogelwagger from the Bunker Midwest Outdoor Studios, 590 The Fan. Yes, indeed, boys and girls.
Live mobile on demand.
105.7 HD. It's InsideSTL.com. Vogelwagger, you're killing me. CBS Sports Radio and Fox Radio.
You are turned on to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Since 1967, helping people enjoy the outdoors. It all starts right here, right now.
Yes, I have Midwest Outdoors Magazine March issue right here in my hand, and we're going to get the editor on, but hey, don't you have a little something for him? You had a little something special you put together for him.
Well, what does this guy look like, anyways?
Oh, he's a little guy, kind of funny looking.
Uh-huh. In what way?
Oh, just in a general kind of way.
Okay.
Looks like she's going to turn cold tomorrow.
We haven't played that before for him.
Have
we?
You got that right.
What that right. Hey, Mr. Mark Strand, good morning.
Good morning. I don't sound like those guys.
You always say that every time we get you on. You say that every time we talk to you.
I know. I thought maybe we could record it and just play it even if I'm out of town.
Oh, well, we can do that for sure. I need you to do something this morning. Vogelwagger tries to read the cover of Midwest Outdoors. Ted, would you say his last name for us, please? Because Vogler absolutely destroyed it.
Live, local, and on demand.
Hey.
Ted Takasaki.
Takasaki, Vogelwagger. He called him everything but Takasaki, trust me. Everything from both sides and in the middle, but it wasn't Takasaki, I promise you. Poor guy.
Yes. Yeah, I've known Ted for 30 years, too. I've known everybody for 30 years.
Because you're old.
I know. He came up in the fishing business. Sort of took to what's really interesting is he had never caught a walleye until he was graduated from college.
Wow.
And so he came to walleye fishing later in life, and he ended up in the Hall of Fame, the Fishing Hall of Fame, primarily as a professional walleye fisherman. But he's been the president of Lindy Little Joe Tackle, and he's got an IT tech background. He's a really interesting character, and you're going to enjoy reading that cover story about Ted Takasaki.
Yeah, you said it good. Well, tell us some more about the inside of this magazine.
All right. So in the March issue of Midwest Outdoors, something that we've been talking about forever, and you used to see more of it in the old days, but when was the last time you saw a good old, honest, truly objective gear review where it doesn't matter whether the manufacturer of a certain product is an advertiser with you or not? Doesn't matter if it's a little tiny company operating out of the garage or it's a big company. We are starting a brand new series of truly objective gear reviews. And our first one, in honor of our 50th anniversary at Midwest Outdoors Magazine, we kick it off with the 50 greatest fishing lures of all time. And there's a three-member panel. Dave Sanda, who is a Fishing Hall of Famer himself, longtime editor at the In Fisherman, worked many years with Lindner Media Productions. He's now an associate editor here at Midwest Outdoors, so we have Dave Sanda. Dave Mull, our digital editor, who has also been around forever, and myself, we came up with our list of the 50 greatest fishing lures of all time, regardless of what company makes them and whether they have ever advertised with Midwest Outdoors. So that's a kickoff to that series, and I want to tease something coming in April. As you know, we have some guy named Ray I, who is on our staff here as our key hunting editor. In the April issue, we're going to do a truly objective gear review of turkey hunting equipment, and Ray I is going to be dishing on his favorite turkey calls, and not only that, but how to tune turkey calls, how to call with turkey calls to call up turkeys. So something to look forward in the
I'm looking forward to it. All right, Mark, let's get focused here. What else you got in the magazine?
Dave Mull, the guy I mentioned a minute ago, the editor for Midwest Outdoors, he has a great piece that indicates that there's no excuse not to fish from a kayak. And he, you know, it's definitely a growing thing, and it's a really enjoyable way to go fishing, a very personal way to kind of slide low to the water. You know, it's really fun. And he runs down every reason people come up with not to fish out of a kayak and explains why you're full of it if you think any of those excuses pertain to you. So that's really a good piece. We've also got a great story on smallmouth bass fishing.
Oh, that's always good.
A guy named Andrew Ragas, who he loves smallmouth more than any other fish, and he travels all over the Midwest, and he's got a great story on if you want to catch more smallmouth this season, here's the different types of waters you might be on, and here's what you should try to do. And, of course, we haven't forgotten Ray's favorite, ice fishing.
So oh, yeah.
Talk a little bit of late ice
I'm
fishing.
I'm quivering
Ray,
with excitement.
Alluded to that one. Yeah. And then one last bass story I want to mention because it's really cool. A guy who is a Canadian writer for us, but he travels the world fishing bass. That's what he does. And he's got a great story on lipless crankbait fishing, you know, like rattle trap, rattle and rapplers, those type of lures, how to make the most of that bait, because there are some specific techniques you need to know about in order to catch fish consistently with that lure. So that is also a great one.
Oh, that's good stuff. Man, it's like, how do you do it, Mark, as an editor? Every month it's action-packed, just full of stuff. How do you keep up with it?
We take in... We publish more than 200 articles every month, and literally it takes a month to even try to read them all, to try to get through them all, and we pick through and we run the best ones that we have, and we try to reflect the breadth of what you could do. There's fishing, there's hunting, there's scouting, there's, you know, taking care of your equipment. There's all these things that all of us do, right, because we live in this great Midwestern area with year-round opportunities to go hunting and fishing and just spend time outdoors, and that's what we try to reflect in Midwest Outdoors is regardless of what you want to do, you'll find some stuff in there that will pertain to your favorite stuff.
Absolutely, and I want to say something, Mr. Strand. Since you became editor and took this magazine over, you have taken it way up, way above. You've taken it way beyond where it used to be and working hard and do a great job with it. Give our listeners how they can get this magazine. They need to get this magazine. Oh, by the way, before we do that, Gary Mason got a hold of me and said in Tennessee it's in all the Walmarts on the magazine racks now, so congratulations, Mark. That's awesome.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, we have a Kentucky and Tennessee state section, so if you live in Kentucky or Tennessee, you can get a personalized section having to do with the local stuff of yours, in addition to what else is in the Midwest.
I mean, talk about
if you want to subscribe.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ray.
No, go ahead. Subscribe. Go ahead.
Yeah, so if you want to subscribe to Midwest Outdoors, go to either our website, MidwestOutdoors.com, or you can call 800-606-3474.
Let me tell you something. Walmart newsstand is huge. That's huge, and it's in
it
a lot
is.
Of states.
It is. They're everywhere.
I'm getting feedback from guys that, hey, I was in Jeff City, I see your magazine. Hey, I'm in Springfield. You wouldn't believe it. I found this Midwest magazine you guys talk. That's good news. You guys are doing a great job. All right, Mark, we're going to have to get out of here and let you go.
Yeah, thanks for – you're doing a great job too, so thanks for helping everybody find out about Midwest Outdoors if they didn't know about it.
All right. Do you want to hear your guys talk on your way out, or you just want some music to go out?
Please.
You'd like to hear your guys? Do you just stay? Don't hang up yet, Mark. Here we go.
I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm...
Matty G's got some
look
stuff.
Look like, anyways.
Oh, he's a little guy, kind of funny looking.
Uh-huh. In what way?
Oh, just in a general kind of way.
Okay.
Looks like she's going to turn cold tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Got a
That's one where we play, yeah.
Yeah, you got yeah. that right.
Wait a minute. Hang on, Mark. He's got one more.
Heck, if you want to play games by. Here, I'm working with you on this thing here, but... Okay. I'll do a damn luck count.
Sir, right now?
Yeah, right now. You're darn tootin'.
Hey, guess what? Love you, buddy.
What? Love you too, Raymond.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I love that soft voice.
Yeah. have a great weekend, my boss. And my editor.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, You're Mark. Midwest me. Outdoors Magazine. MidwestOutdoors.com. We'll see you on the other side, baby.
This is something I wasn't expecting to hear.